always kind of fascinates me when they talk to startups is where they get their ideas from, right? Like, where did this come from for you?
A few years ago, I actually had a pet, Elvis, and he actually was diagnosed with a medical condition called Cushing's. And Cushing's is a disease that really requires a lot of active management, similar to diabetes. And that process was probably about 2 years that we had to manage it until he ended up having to pass away. Mm-hmm. And you just, when you start to go to a veterinary practice every month, having to do extensive testing, you start to realize some of the idiosyncrasies that are sort of involved in that process. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that was some of the things that I started to glean, not saying that any one participant was doing any bad job or anything, that you just realize some of the limitations by which the process sort of exists. I find, at first I always kind of look at it in a joking manner, but I start to like really think about it and I start to say, you know, can we do this better? Mm-hmm. And that's where we started to think it through. And my business partner, Jason, was actually one of the veterinarians that was overseeing some of the care of my pet. And along with one of my friends, the other business partner, Kirby, who is a software developer, we really started to think about through the concepts of what we could do in order to try to solve some of the pain points that we saw in this communication process.
One of the things that you brought up, and I think that's interesting, is that a lot of times, like as a journalist, I hate it when someone pitches me and talks about efficiency and all that kind of stuff. Not because it's not accurate, but like, how can I say this to somebody in English, right? But at the same time, I notice a lot of tech companies, they are related to making something that we all do, we all take for granted, and it's a daily thing, but we're trying to make things more efficient, right? You know, when you did see this, when you did first figure out kind of what you were going to tackle, what was that like for you? Like when you first decided, like, okay, this is where I think we can use technology to make life better for veterinarians.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, one of the biggest things that I always found myself was, you know, when you are constantly seeing a veterinarian, you actually find yourself each month when you go in there for your regular checkups, their first question is saying, okay, so what's happened since mm-hmm. the last time?
Right.
So that process is driven by the human's ability to remember and recall all those facts. Now, some people may take very expansive notes mm-hmm. and bring them with them and review that, and those are obviously some type of patient. I'm somebody that would try to just think through while I was in the waiting room and come up with an answer. And that actually is what led me to some of the funniness, because I actually have in my background, I used to work in media and television. Mm-hmm. And there was a period where Nielsen, in tracking television data, went from having the people that would be Nielsen people would actually fill out paper forms,
right,
recalling their stuff. And they started to transition that into these passive devices that could track what they were watching.
Mm-hmm.
And once those things were implemented, they actually noticed differences in what was being reported in the manual way versus right. the automated way. Human minds aren't perfect. This is just a one incident that I just happened to come across when I was dealing in my prior career.
Mm-hmm.
And I just noticed that this is very similar, because here I am relaying information. I'm trying to come up with a narrative with my veterinarian.
Right.
And this is important information, because they have to glean this information and listen to it. And they have to think about, okay, how do I make a decision on changing the clinical, the change in the treatment plans?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, sure, can doctors get somewhere there? But we feel like there's a lot of improvement. And what we discovered through is that, you know, veterinarians have a lot of challenges in keeping their schedules tight.
Right.